Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Eugene Minogue, who's the chief executive of Parkour.Earth, a new international federation for parkour, free running, and much more. And Eugene, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. You?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us. Really excited to have you. And let's start from the top. Tell us about Parkour.Earth, the organization's mission. Seems like you all recently launched. Would love to hear more about your organization.
Yep. So Parkour.Earth has been formed by the common unity within the international parkour freerunning artist platform community. Primarily six national federations have come together. So Parkour UK in UK have come together with Fédération de Parkour in France, the Australian Parkour Association in Australia, New Zealand Parkour Association in New Zealand, Parkour South Africa from South Africa, and also the Polish Parkour Freerunning Federation in Poland. We are now in the process of onboarding other national federations from across the globe and also supporting national communities across the globe to establish national federations so that they can become members of Parkour.Earth.
That's great, Eugene. Now, for our listeners, please tell us more about parkour. What is parkour?
So parkour, free running, or auto déplacement, it was born in France in the mid-1980s. Collectively, there's nine young men that has brought the sport together as part of that. And it's really around moving efficiently, quickly, and quietly as possible through any terrain, just using the abilities of the body. So principally through running, jumping, climbing, quadrupedal movement in terms of that. Now, while parkour is a sport, it's not just a sport. It's much, much more than that. So it is a philosophy. It is a lifestyle. It is an art. It is a discipline. It means different things to different people in different ways. And and that's really the beauty of what parkour and free running or other déplacement is all about.
That's excellent. Tell us about the development of the Parkour.Earth Constitution. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the formerly they're known as the Memorandum and Articles of Association because Parkour.Earth is headquartered in the UK. It's primarily set up as a non-profit organization, and it's there to be the custodians and protect the sovereignty and integrity of the sport and the art and the discipline of parkour freerunning and the other déplacement globally. And that's been formed initially. The constitution has been formed by those six founding national federations that reached an accord on the 4th of July, and then Parkour.Earth was formally incorporated on the 12th of July. So we've shaped that constitution to reflect the diversity, the breadth and depth of what parkour freerunning or other déplacement is, and how we onboard other national federations to form a fit-for-purpose international federation, which is based on two founding principles. First and foremost, national federations federating, and secondly, principles of good governance to make sure things that we do as an international federation are open, transparent, democratic, accountable, and that the community have as much control of the international federation as possible.
That's great. So obviously you launched your website, parkour.earth, and you used a .earth domain name, which is awesome. What made you all choose to use a .earth domain name?
Well, there's two things really with that. Really, it's around articulating, and I think the .earth domain really articulates what parkour freerunning and art platform is about. The earth, the globe, the world, whichever you want to refer to it, is ultimately our playground. You know, many, many other sporting activities have a pitch, a court, a track, or a field. We don't need that. As parkour, all we need is the earth, the world, the globe, to be able to practice our sport in terms of doing that. Plus, it was a deliberate and conscious thing choosing the .earth domain because it really transcends sport. And that's exactly what parkour freerunning or auto déplacement does. It transcends sport. While it is a sport, it's not just a sport. And that's why we've been very deliberate in choosing the .earth domain in terms of doing that, because it articulates not only the organization name, but also how our discipline, our sporting practice, or our community transcend the sporting sphere in terms of that. So it was a perfect fit in terms of our vision and where we want to go to and how parkour has got so much more to offer beyond the physical in terms of that. And the .earth domain really articulated that for us.
That's excellent. Appreciate those insights, Eugene. So what does the future hold for Parkour Earth? Tell us about the future.
So there's lots going on at the moment. We're relatively a new organization, so we've only been incorporated as of the 12th of July, 2017. As I said earlier in the podcast, we're looking at onboarding other national federations. We are working globally and across various different sporting spheres, but also non-sporting spheres as well, around how we articulate the message that parkour and our community, the depth and breadth of what we do and what we've got to offer as part of that as well. So the future is looking very bright. And we've created a framework in terms of how our community can engage and shape and really form that to move forwards and how we develop our sport. Ultimately, it's around self-determination and self-development, and that's why we've set up Parkour Earth, to protect the sovereignty and the integrity of our sporting activity and for our community to make sure that they have control over that to move that forwards in the direction that they see fit for purpose in terms of that.
That's excellent. You know, Eugene, this has been a great interview, and what an exciting use of a .earth domain name. Is there anything else you'd like to add today? Anything we may have missed?
No, other than I would encourage people to go give parkour a go. You know, one of the big questions that I get asked a lot of the time is, how do I start? And the answer to that is, when did you stop? We all do this instinctively as children, as human beings. We instinctively move, run, jump, climb, crawl, and interact with our environment. And parkour is really getting back to that innate human instinct that you have an obligation to play. Go climb, go swing, go jump, go crawl. You know, we all do these things. Interact with your environment, be part of it. Don't be submissive to it. So, you know, go find your nearest Parkour Earth member organization or your nearest parkour practitioner in terms of that, and seek out information, advice, and guidance, and just go give it a go.
That's excellent. I think we're all going to start doing parkour based on this interview and based on your organization. And for all of our listeners, you've heard an exclusive Voices .earth podcast interview with Eugene Minogue, who's the chief executive of Parkour.Earth, which is a new international federation for all things parkour and free running. And Eugene, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us. And check out the website, parkour.earth.